impartation in the spirit is very important at this hour. You all have carried out the duties of a student and you're coming to graduate tonight. I don't know how long I'm going to be. When I start imparting, I don't want to cut it off because I want you to receive exactly what God wants you to receive tonight. There will be a demonstration of the Spirit tonight in ministering that you may see the glory fall. And how to, my goodness, you're already. How to carry yourself in the pulpit. Many of you all will be preaching. God can open some doors for you. And you'll know how to flow. It's a yielding you have to do. I'm speaking from 50 years of successful ministry. Nothing I attempt has failed in 50 years. God always brought it to pass. You got to watch out who you're hanging with, who you sing with. Got to be mindful. But the anointing is so important. I'll let you sit down in a minute. The anointing within, 1 John 2:27, and the anointing upon, Luke 4:18. Jesus told us about the anointing in Luke 4:18, and then he put a category of ministry that you carry out with that anointing. We may look at it. And then within you need the anointing to reveal to you what to do, what to say, what move to make. And then that's the anointing within, the anointing up on. Then you're ready to release it with power, not just with words or stature, but with power. It's so important with power. Words spoken without power is ineffective. And so you have to yield. When you stand in a place like this, you have to yield to the Holy Ghost. And let him grace you for the moment. So I want to grace your graduation tonight. And I want you to take good notes. Lord, we yield to your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. How to put and keep your ministry in the divine plan of God. How to put and keep your ministry in the divine plan of God. Now you got Jeremiah, I'm going to mention a lot of scripture I'm not going to read. You got Jeremiah 29:11, and it lets you know that God has a divine plan. And when you're in his divine plan, it may, no matter how it looks, what seemed like not going to work, just follow the plan. Yes, sir. All right? Now, also we want to think about developing apostolic and prophetic ministry. You've been to this school. Developing apostolic and prophetic ministry. All right? I want you to those of you who got your phone or your Bible, Joshua chapter 1, Moses had died, and the Lord given Joshua instruction. Yes, sir. One of the things he said, don't turn from what I told Moses. Moses was successful because he followed my instruction. Now he trained you. And he placed an anointing on you, so follow the same pattern that Moses followed. So here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, because a very particular statement that is used 3 times here, you're going to need it in ministry. He's talking about be of good courage.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You're going to need courage in ministry because sometimes people are going to try you.
Yes,
sir. But you got to stay steadfast in the anointing. Trust in God at all times, no matter what it look like, you trust God. Say what he tell you to say. Do what he tell you to do. So here in Joshua 1, 5, God speak to Joshua. He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee in all days of thy life. What a statement. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Hear what God, it's God talking. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. So you shall have no failure in your ministry. There'll be moments seem like you're forsaken, but you have to know deep within that I'm not, that he's with me. He said he will not fail you. He will not forsake you. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Then he says in the sixth verse, be strong and of a good courage. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you had the Bible, I would tell you underline that. You can't underline it on a phone. Y'all keep your Bibles.
Yes, sir.
Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people should I divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Notice now verse 7. Notice this instruction. Again he says the same thing. Only be thou strong and very courageous. As the Lord said that to Joshua, tonight apostle is saying that to you. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Moses commanded it to him. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Do what Moses told you. That thou mayest prosper. Look at that. Wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that written therein, for then the church will make you. Some organization. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Say good success.
Good success.
But then he went on in the ninth verse again for the third time. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. You're going to need that. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Now, strong insight will be placed in your life tonight. I'm going to reveal 10 access into the spirit realm. I'm going to give them all 10 of them to you right now. Grace is an access in the spirit realm of God's favor. Revelation. There are times the people you minister to not going to see what you're saying until you minister to them. Minister by revelation. Another aspect is mystery. That's the third one. I told you I'm going to give you 10.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Knowledge. The manifold wisdom of God. Boldness. You got to be bold. Access. Confidence. Faith and the unsearchable riches of Christ. We can go home right now. I want y'all to go over that. Look for it. Look for grace. Look for revelation. Look for mystery. Look for knowledge. Look for the manifold wisdom of God. Look for boldness. Look for access. Look for confidence. Look for faith. Unsearchable riches of Christ. Those are the ingredients of a powerful ministry. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now I want to give you 5 stages of holding your spiritual acquaintance with God properly. The first one, some people get stuck on the first one, information. But information, oh my, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh my God. Information. Some ministers stop at information.
Yeah.
And the people be loaded down with chapters and verses with no power.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you leaving this school here starting something with no power. Don't even call this school name if you're not going to flow further than information. No, you got to dig, yield, to move from information to revelation.
Yes, sir.
That's number two. Remember I told you I have five things I'm giving you.
Yes, sir.
Progressive status of ministry. The five stages of spiritual acquaintance with God. Information, revelation, restoration. When people sit under you, whatever they think they have lost, you should be full enough in the spirit to let them know they're restored.
Yes, sir.
Recognize who you represent at all times.
Yes, sir.
Yield to the spirit at all times. You'll see the anointing tonight.
Yes, sir.
It starts flowing already.
Yes, sir.
It's not by might.
Uh-huh.
No, by power. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord.
Yes.
May not only the class get affected in you tonight. May all your family catch a fire. Hallelujah. May everybody catch a fire up in here. All I'm going to say is let the glory flow. How dare you say that? Let the glory flow. We are Pakata. We're here for more than a graduation. You notice when the anointing falls. It's falling right now. You just start off and yield. All right, let's go further. Restoration, transformation. And reformation. The five stages of spiritual acquaintance with God. Information, revelation, restoration, transformation, reformation. You are not successful until you know you are right with God in your heart. And in your action. I'm going to give you three things I want you to remember. Saved, sanctified, and spirit-led. Saved, sanctified, and spirit-led. Very important, all three. I'm not just saved, but I'm set apart.
Yes, sir.
I must live a holy life. That God can get the glory.
Yes, hallelujah.
Saved, sanctified, and spirit-led. You're not successful until you understand that. Now, I'll go to one other scripture that I may read a little bit. And in reading that scripture in 2 Peter. Anybody come to this school, I want you to know you've been here.
Yes, sir.
Then I want to hear some news in the years to come.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
2 Peter chapter 1. And I'm going to use three powerful words. It has to be in ministry. Prior to reading. Once we read, let me read a little bit. In 2 Peter 1, it says, Simon Peter, first one, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. See who he say he is?
Yes, sir.
To them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now look at the third verse. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life. Notice now, life and godliness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We just talked about being sanctified. Yes. Through the knowledge of him that have called us, look where he called us to. To glory and virtue.
Yes, sir.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, thank God. That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then he tell you some things to add to your faith that you'll never fail, down to the 10th verse. Now, I'm going to say three words that I've enjoyed for these 50 years. I'm going to share them with you tonight. Three words in ministry. Get ready for life,
yes, sir.
Liberty, and light.
Yes, sir.
Life, liberty, and light.
Yes, sir.
Those three things should run in your ministry if you do it when you step into your divine space. What?
Yes, sir.
I say, oh my goodness.
Yes, sir.
When you know how to step in your divine space.
Yes, sir.
You saying God called you, right?
Yes, sir.
So you have a divine space,
yes, sir,
in the kingdom work.
Yes,
and when you stay in your space, that's where the glory gonna be. That's where the power gonna be. That's where the victory gonna be. That's where understanding gonna be. That's where wisdom gonna be. That's where knowledge gonna be. That's where grace gonna be. Bible save God for you. I tell your family member, get your answer tonight. You're dealing with something, get it up in you tonight. Because God, God's gonna answer everybody up in you tonight. So you just come with your love, mama, get your answer. Get your family answer, get every answer you need. The power. When you minister, everybody should get the answer.
Yes, sir.
Conviction should come.
Yes, sir.
They should know that's not a man talking, yes, or not just a woman talking.
Yes.
It's somebody God got their hand on.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. The one who don't pay attention, just preach over them.
Yes, sir.
One who sat down and look at you like you don't know what you're saying, just preach over them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Life, liberty, and light you should have in your ministry. But you got to step in your divine space tonight. Now I'm going to run fast now because you can write best way you can. One of the powerful stages you're going to have to stand on, and it's going to sound so simple, but that's why some ministries are not progressing, because they try to make simple things complicated.
Uh-huh.
Ministry is not about being dignified.
Yes.
It's about being edified.
Yes, sir.
You got to be building ministry. You got to yield. You got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And so this simple thing have graced my ministry and many people who connected to me, the hearing of faith.
Uh-huh.
Romans 10:17. You see, it don't sound. The hearing of faith is so important that you know how to hear with your faith.
Yes, sir.
Then some say you don't use, but I'm going to take Philippians 3:10 and tell you the feeling after God. Always, where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah.
Then in ministry, There's another aspect of ministry. The seeing supernaturally. There are supernatural anointings that God's going to place on you. Please receive it. Don't just sit there. Tonight, I am to impart a supernatural ministry anointing upon you. Not just by words, but by Holy Ghost backup. He told me open the school. You came. You got a right to wear my anointing. You will be reading the scriptures and you will see the supernatural. The Holy Spirit will come supernaturally out of the Bible into your heart. And you got to spend plenty of time with him. Now write down 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 because I can't get to all these scriptures, but I got to impart this thing to you. A powerful scripture. Now, in order to carry it out as God wants to carry it out, take this statement. The speaking after the mind and the operation of the spirit. Romans 8:26-28, one of my favorite scriptures, because it ends up with all things work together for good for them to love God who called according to his purpose. Keep that in your ministry. Keep that in your mind. It may look like it's not going to work out, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Everybody not going to be for you.
Yeah.
Some going to be against you, but they your best friend.
Yes, sir.
Because they make you stronger.
Yes,
they make you last longer. Don't get upset with them. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're building your muscles.
Yes, sir.
Spiritually.
Yes, sir.
You got to know how to take it, baby.
Yes,
speaking after the mind and operation of the spirit. Romans 8:26-28. I want you all to study that. See, I can give you more about not lagging, because if I get in one set of scripture, I'm not going to get to the next one. I'll get a lot of stuff come out.
Yes, sir.
This is very important. I've done this for 50 years. The testing and chasing after God's plan. Once you taste it, you're going to chase it. Once you preach a good message, you're going to be chasing God from now on. But you got to taste it. See, some people not chasing because they never taste it. Somebody got to eat up in here tonight. Once you taste God's presence, taste God's hands on you. What? You taste a strong anointing. Once you taste the truth, not just read about the truth, taste it. You're going to chase it, baby. I can't do without it. Jeremiah 29:11, he talks about his plan. Wow. Now listen to this, and the average pulpit will not say this. You are perfect over sin, if you will believe it. let me talk to you here. Somebody got scared. You are perfect over sin, if you believe it. Christ has redeemed us. From the Galatians 3:13-4, from the curse of the law. You got to know that. You got to know you're holy, baby.
Yes, sir.
I'm holy. My mistake don't make me unholy.
Yes, sir.
I made a mistake.
Yes, sir.
I'm not practicing that. So I can repent, get right back in my place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right back.
This one is I want the church to come into it. But the body of Christ needed so badly. You're perfect over disease if you believe it. Isaiah 53:5. No matter what your body's saying to you, no matter what you feel, you're perfect over disease if you believe it. Keep believing it. Keep saying it. I got authority over you. Church don't know nothing about help. Church don't know nothing about help. The church just as sick as sinners. We got to bring it to them. Apostolically and prophetically. Tell them what thus saith the Lord. Well, you listening to me? Perfect over sin. Perfect over disease. I believe I shall. May somebody get healed in you tonight. Of that monster who's been traveling behind you for 25 years. We can settle that tonight. The glory in here. The power in here. You are perfect in the order of Enoch translation, if you dare to believe it. You can have translation consistently. I've had in these 50 years, I had all kind of translation from one level to another level. You can't go to this school and be a failure. You call every failure, they look at you, you lying. The apostle say, I'm successful. Jesus say I'm successful. The word say I'm successful. Now listen, it's going to sound simple, but it's going to be powerful. You listening? Unbelief is the great place of dethroning. You're dethroned when you're in unbelief. Believing is the place of arising. And that's Mark 11:22-24, one of the scriptures my dad, Kenneth Hagin, taught me. Have faith in God. Mark 11:22-24. I mean, he taught those scriptures. I followed him. He taught them year after year. Same scripture. He'd come to them every time. Unbelief is the great place of dethroning. Believing is the place of, I'm waiting. Who listening in here? Arising. Now we just looked at 2 Peter, right?
Yes, sir.
You must continually have a life that is full of the divine.
Yes, sir.
You got to have a divine mind, a divine mouth, divine steps, sleep divine, rise up divine. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
You must have a mind which is perfectly Christ. The mind of Christ. Romans 12:2 said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I wish somebody would say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is for you, your graduating class. You must cease to be natural and begin to be supernatural. Look at Romans 8:11. Look at Romans 8:11, if you will. Put that on the board, Romans 8:11. You must cease from being natural and begin to be supernatural. But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead should also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. The greater one live on the inside of you. Don't settle for a natural ministry. Make sure you yield the miracles, signs, and wonders. Things you can't explain. Are you hearing me? Nod your head, God. All right. One of the students just because I wanted to get it.
Yes,
I'm talking about success in ministry. I'm talking about supernatural success. I'm talking about something you can't do yourself. And don't, you ain't got no excuse about where you live at. This is Dow Road. This is no, you in the middle of nowhere. But you're sitting in plum success. He did it. I admit it, he did it. I just work with him, me. Cease to be natural. Begin to be supernatural. Listen to this. Have faith to jump into God's supernatural plan and fully trust it. Put it up there. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4. Have faith at any given moment in your life or your ministry to take time to jump into God's plan, supernatural plan, and fully trust it. Say, look what it says. So should I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Look at the fifth verse. Give me the fifth verse. I'm going to close in a minute. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Yes, sir.
And lean not to thy own understanding.
Yes,
not at him in all your ways.
Yes.
And he'll direct your paths.
Yes,
you got a powerful director.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus. Wherefore God hath exalted him, given him a name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Then the psalmist turned around and said, the Lord is my shepherd. Don't go around telling people you need in ministry. Always walk like you got it. Always talk like you got it. Always smile like you got it. All hell could break loose, but don't let nobody know it. Tell them when it's over. Tell them how you got over. Step in the full manifestation of God, which is in you in the person of Jesus Christ. Acts 17:28. All in this culture we're living in now. Let me give you a statement. All these men won't be women and women won't be men and they want an excuse you don't love them. No, it's biblical that it's not true. You're a man, you're a man, you're a lie. You can't be no woman. Have a baby then. Because I want to prelude this by making this. All fictitious ideas of God must be removed by divine enlightenment. So I want the ministers going out of here that we bring so much enlightenment that a man can sit down and say, I'm a man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And take that wig off and get himself back in the right place.
Yes, sir.
You men be so much a man, they want to be a man.
Yes, sir.
I mean, be so blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A gal, a man trying to be, I'm going to get off of it, but a man trying to be a gal around me, he'll throw that wig away after he see how I live.
Yes, sir.
I've been happily married for over 50 something years.
Come on, sir.
That's right.
Still happy.
Yes.
Let me hurry on here. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Are you getting anything?
Yes, sir.
Y'all gonna put it, y'all gonna put it to practice?
Yes, sir.
The anointing getting on you too, you know.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, here's something I want you to do. Erasing doubt.
Yep.
By building strong faith.
Yes, sir.
Galatians 2:20-22. Unfolding moments around the corner. Get ready for new discoveries. Y'all ain't made enough noise. Well, I'll get you. Wait a minute. Unfolding moments are around the corner. Get ready for new discoveries, dimensions, and dominion. You say something after a while. You say, new discoveries, new dimension, and new dominion. I'm talking to everybody up in here, all the family members too. All y'all life gonna change. Now in ministry, all artificial opinion must be removed. And doors of opportunity to glorify the Father is on the horizon. Don't let nobody ever talk you down. God told you to do it.
Amen.
You're going to have to be moved.
Yes, sir.
Now, remember this also. There is a good, there is a better, there is a best. We will not die, but we will live and declare the word of the Lord. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been looking for this afternoon. It's right here in my note because I really want to get this one over to you. When you substitute information for revelation, the people receive emotion without partaking of the anointing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over this one. I want you as a graduate to hear this.
Yeah.
When you see you try to get a whole lot of information. But you got to make space for anointing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All powerful.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
The information can't travel without the anointing.
Yeah.
It is the anointing that destroyed the yoke.
Yes,
it's the anointing that removed the burden.
Yes, sir.
See? Ski? I don't know, Lord. I don't know how to say this word. Scholastic? I'm going to make a word up. A scholar?
Uh-huh.
You can't be no scholar here.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
that's right.
You got to be somewhat stupid, so you can get out the way. You can't be worried about no void message. It's just talk. Let the glory take over. When people come to church, they didn't come into college. They come into Christ. They ain't come to hear no professor, they come to hear a preacher.
Yeah.
Power.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody this is my moment. You better say it. You get all your bill paid. I'm anointed for that too. You better say it. You better set up. You don't want to say nothing. You get all your bill paid. Set up. I was sitting on my porch. I sat on the porch a lot, do a lot of praying. I got a pretty nice porch. And I got a pretty good background.
Yeah.
I was sitting there rocking. A big old furniture truck pulled in front. I said, my wife, she ain't order no furniture. I don't know. She might have had order something. She can order, you know.
Right.
But the guy got out of the truck. Two guys in the truck. Guy got out of the truck. I'm sitting there. Guy got in and had a handful of $100 bills and put it in me and said, good evening, son, and left out. Now, you really going to shut down? I see that happening to you. When see, whatever type of anointing you're under, that anointing come on you. if you receive. Now listen to this. Sit down. Catch this. So when are you going to finish when I'm through? You don't come on, you don't come on my chair and rule me. The anointing is the only thing that can rightly divide the word to minister the divine nature. I'm going to say it again. I want you to get it. The anointing is the only thing that can rightly divide the word to minister the divine nature. See, when you're ministering the divine nature. So the anointing is the only thing that gives the divine nature breath.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When it's coming out of you.
Yes, sir.
1 John 2:27. Whoa. This culture, destruction that Satan is building in the church, only the anointing and revelation can destroy. I don't have no problem. I don't have no problem with people messing around in this church clowning. I don't have no problem. Because they know I'm not playing.
Yes, sir.
And they know I'm anointed.
Yes, sir.
And they know I'm not afraid.
Yes, sir.
And so somebody come here want to do something stupid. When they sit out a few minutes, they change their mind. Because
yes,
I got anointed people all around me.
Yes, sir.
People I've trained. Trained people around me.
Yes,
to be anointed. Wearing your anointing.
Yes,
here's what they're doing with this culture. They're trying to call conviction condemnation. You have to know the difference between the two. Romans 8:1.
Yeah, yeah.
The accuser I'm going to close in a minute, Leroy. The accuser I'm is to block your access.
Yes, sir.
Boldness and confidence toward God.
Yes, sir.
He want to block your access.
Yes, sir.
He won't block your boldness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't be up there step katala be sukuta be star la mombre. Don't be standing up here weak.
Right.
Yeah.
Be bold.
Be bold.
No football player, no entertainer. Nobody is more powerful than you.
Yes, sir.
You got a call that there's no measurement in the world can come up to it. That don't mean to be prideful, but that means to be bold.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be bold.
Know who you are.
Yes, sir.
No matter who comes set in front of you.
Yes.
No matter who it is.
Yeah.
Preach the gospel.
Yes.
Thus said the Lord.
Yes.
Everybody need it.
Yes.
I don't care how much money you got. You need the Lord.
Yes.
You need grace. You need mercy. You need forgiveness.
Yes.
You need understanding. You heard. You hear me?
Yes.
Don't ever bow down to the world.
Yes.
You represent the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
And the King of Kings.
Yes.
Nobody can take his place. Nobody higher than him. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
He's called you to represent him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'll give you a few more things. Enemy, he will offer you a substitute. That substitute wears a shield of deception that only discernment can reveal. Now I'm gonna say that over now because
yes,
I want you to have this.
Yes, sir.
The he offer you the enemy, he offer you a substitute. And that substitute wear a shield of deception. You're supposed to be wearing the shield of faith. That only discernment, get that word, discernment, pray about that, can reveal. Now, I know when a crook get around me, as soon as he get around me, I go ahead and talk with him, laugh. But I got my shield on, the shield of faith, and he ain't gonna get close to me.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another powerful truth. Many times in your ministry, I want y'all to hear me. Satan going to use discouragement. Don't fall for it. The Holy Spirit bring conviction. Satan bring condemnation. We are designed to live from the inside. So circumstances can be around you. But keep hearing that voice on the inside. We walk. We walk in the Spirit. I know this is a good one. People read and quote scriptures from the outside and never experience the scripture on the inside. It happens every day. People go to church on Sunday, they don't change. They've done their duty. Their life don't change. The same weight they came in there with, they leave out with it. But if revelation and anointing is functioning, they go back in a better condition than when they left the house. Let's see, let me find a jumping off place here. It's some powerful things been said to you tonight, Jesus. Did they get a chance to get the tape or something? Yeah. What the, something or something. We are designed, 1 John 4:14, to live from the inside. To apply scriptures on the inside, listen to me, you must permit the Holy Spirit to take you inside of the scripture. Got a word called meditate. Stay there till it become a rhema. Stay there because it's not a word that Paul saying to the church at Corinth. Stay there long enough. That is a word, say it to Leroy, whatever your name is. If you stay there long enough, that word will jump out and call your name and become your word. Not just Paul word. See, y'all study character, but y'all need to study the spirit that's moving through the character. Oh, it might be a good place to close. Yeah, this is a good one. There are some places God is not going to let you go until you learn how to flow. There are some places he's just not going to, because, see, you can't cast pull the swine. And you got to know how precious a revelation is. How precious an anointing is. How precious a divine insight is. You got to know. Spend plenty of time with God. Yeah, Satan's aim is to shut the church down. He's going to aim to shut it down in disguise as if it is still functioning. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Destruction comes by disobedience. Not by Satan, because Satan does not have enough power to destroy a child of God.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
If you're willing and obedient, what are you saying?
Amen.
none of y'all gonna be broke. You can't come from this school and stay broke, baby. None of y'all gonna be broke. God gonna show you how to yield, and he gonna bless you coming in and going out. Let me close here. Y'all listening? You can live by revelation, a yield of Satan rehearsal of the same lies over and over again. Write that down. You can live by revelation because he's going to try to tell you, you ain't going to be to do that. You're not going to be to do that. Just get in the car and drive over. How can you be so powerful about this, Apostle? Well, some of y'all know, but this church owns 600 acres of land. All the land, all across the street, all down the street, 600 acres. God just brought it to us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I got businessmen in the city. They come back to me and say, Reverend, how much land y'all own? I said, 600.
Uh-huh.
I said, and God said the land in his plan.
Yeah.
Everything paid for.
Yes, sir.
Everything I have paid for.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Somebody ought to listen a little bit right now.
Yes, sir.
I love you very much.
Stay
in contact.
Yes, sir.
I got a lot more here, but I'm not going to try to go at all of it. The book of Jude is the Holy Spirit leading us through this traffic properly. You read the book of Jude, you're going to see a traffic. All kind of ungodly sin, but the Holy Spirit is going to lead you through it properly. Oh, my, my. Should I close with this, Lord? Apostolic believers are the only one that will survive or thrive in this satanic traffic. Knowing how to be led in every situation. I'm just closing. I'm not through. I'm just closing. Knowing how to be led in every situation. Say that. Say it again. One more time.
Knowing how to be led in every situation.
That is important to you.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
From this night forward, I declare and decree you're going to know how to be led in every situation.
Yes, sir.
Your family situation is about to change.
Hallelujah.
Your job situation is about to change.
Hallelujah.
Your health situation is about to change.
Hallelujah.
Your financial situation about to change. Your marriage is about to change. Because you're going to know how I'm imparting this right now to be led in every situation.